Hello, everyone. This is The Daily Occupation. My name's Anika. Let's get started. Today, I'm going to talk about the Ranchos Los Amigos scale. I personally really like this scale and have used it many times while working with individuals who've had traumatic brain injuries. And I've had a lot of different experiences working with people on various levels of this scale. So it's really great once you're able to work with people at various stages to kind of help solidify the information from looking at it on a page or PDF and learning about it in class versus actually using it in day-to-day practice. So I'm just going to jump right in here. But just to remind you that I have a PDF on my website that goes along with all the levels and just provides a nice table to provide just a brief summary about what I think is most important and applicable for the exam and just daily practice related to the Ranchos Los Amigos scale. Okay, so we'll start with level one. Now, remember the Ranchos Los Amigos scale goes from level one all the way to level 10, and not everyone will go through the levels level by level. Some might skip a couple levels, some might stay at a certain level for the rest of their lives. It really depends, and everyone's going to be different. So that's why it's important to kind of understand that this is not a process that they go through going from level one to two to three. Like, they may jump around or they may stay at a level and not be able to progress past that. Okay, let's get started. Level one is no response. For this, they're going to require total assistance. This patient appears to be comatose or is comatose, so they look like they are in a deep sleep. They are not going to respond to any sort of stimulation at all. Okay, level two is generalized response. They also require total assistance. This person's going to display a generalized gross motor response to any external stimuli, but remember that the response is going to be inconsistent, delayed, and not really purposeful, and that's what kind of gives it the generalized gross motor response. So they may respond to different stimuli in the same way. They may not consistently respond to touch or light, and it could be a very delayed response, but they are beginning to respond. At level three, or localized response, they still need total assistance, but they're starting to now localize their response, hence localized response as the part of the level. They are going to start reacting about specific stimuli. So for example, they're going to turn away or towards stimuli. For painful stimuli, they're going to turn away. Visual, auditory, they may turn toward depending on what it is. Like if you talk to them, they may turn toward you. So they're starting to get more purpose behind their responses, and it's starting to become more consistent and timely. Level four, confused, agitated. They require maximal assistance at this stage. This is when the patient begins to engage more in their environment, but they have a lot of difficulty with adapting to this environment. They could be confused and agitated. So safety is a huge priority at this level. It is at every level, but this is a huge one just because they're showing a lot of confusion and agitation, which could cause a safety concern. The patient may start to crawl out of bed or pull out lines, leads, and tubes or become aggressive at this stage because, like I said, they're having difficulty adapting to their environment and they're confused. If you are just kind of waking up, not knowing where you are, what's going on, you will probably begin to try to crawl out of bed, figure out where you are, be like, why are these tubes pushed and shoved in me? I don't want these. So kind of just think about if you were a person who just started kind of realizing where you are, but like still not knowing where you are. You're just starting to wake up. Okay, this person has a short attention span, and they normally have a lot of difficulty cooperating with treatment. So treatment can be a little difficult at this stage in regards to cooperation from the patient. Level 5, confused, inappropriate, and non-agitated. They also require maximal assistance. So the patient's confused, however, they're no longer agitated, but they also begin to demonstrate inappropriate behavior. So this could be sexual comments, not being appropriate in response to certain situations socially or through anything like that. So they are going to be a patient who's going to mostly be able to perform those very familiar tasks as long as there's enough structure and cues provided. So they're going to be able to start engaging in more therapy and occupations, but it does need to stay structured. There needs to be those boundaries because of that inappropriate behavior, and they need enough cues. And they will be, like I said, highly familiar tasks to help them get that success and ensure that safety. Level 6 is confused appropriate. They will need moderate assistance. They're still confused, but they are now appropriate. So they are going to be able to have a more increased awareness and attention and start to be able to follow simple commands a lot of the time. They do have some of that confusion still. So mostly what it will be is they'll have relearned familiar tasks, and that's what they're going to show their carryover for rather than like new learning. But they are progressing. They are becoming more appropriate. They're not agitated, but they still have that confusion. Now, level 7, automatic appropriate, is where they can now have new learning occur. Level 7 is huge because they're no longer confused, they're not inappropriate, and they're not agitated. So they're really able to start having new learning at this level. They can attend to familiar tasks for up to 30 minutes. They have a lot of difficulty with judgment and problem solving still, and can have some poor insight and decreased awareness for the more social roles and cues that they have. But new learning is able to happen. So you're able to provide a lot more variation in your treatment planning and interventions at level 7. Level 8 is going to be purposeful appropriate. So they're at standby assistance here. And so the patient's now able to complete tasks for 60 minutes, even in a distracting environment. So that's really important. This is where people are going to start using assistive memory aids or lists, because they're actually able to remember to use them and use them appropriately and sustain enough attention on that. And it's really helpful because they can still have some of that memory or memory impairment in the sense of remembering what they did earlier that day. So I know a lot of the times that I've had patients at around that 7-8 level, but especially at that 8 level, I try to get them to have a memory notebook with them, and I want them to write what they've done in each therapy session, what they had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, things like that, and then go over them in the next session, because it's good for them to be able to remember what they've done, but also it's a way for them to continue to understand and progress what they're doing, why they're doing it, and just to help them understand things that they might be having more difficulty with than others, because awareness is still a difficult area at this time, and patients still may not understand how their deficits may be impacting them compared to what we see as therapists. So this is also helpful as well. Now, level 9 and 10 are also purposeful appropriate, and the difference is people become more independent. So level 8 was standby assistance, whereas level 9 is standby assist on request. So the client's going to be able to go back and forth between tasks and complete them accurately for at least 2 hours. So their attention span has grown. They are able to initiate and carry out steps for familiar tasks independently. They also can start planning ahead and thinking about consequences of their decisions or actions, as long as they are able to get assistance when they request it. But they are the ones requesting that assistance, so they're starting to get a lot more insight into their deficits. However, they might still be easily irritable, because this is where they're getting a lot more independent, but still could be having trouble with some daily tasks that could be causing, you know, I mean, I'd get pretty irritated if I was able to start to understand that I'm getting a lot better. I'm able to do a lot more things. I'm gaining all this independence, but there's still some things that I knew that I was able to do that now I'm having trouble with. And that can get really frustrating. And that's kind of where you can see that irritability come in. And lastly, we have level 10. This is also purposeful, appropriate, and instead of standby, they are now modified independent. So they can handle multiple tasks simultaneously in all environments. They may need some periodic breaks just because with modified independent, they're not completely independent yet. They may need more time. They may need an assistive aid, things like that. They're able to think about their consequences on decisions or actions. But instead of asking for assistance when needed, they are just able to do it with increased time. So it may take them a little bit longer to understand the consequence of acting a certain way, but it'll take them a little bit of time, but they can still do it. And then normally with level 10, they are consistently appropriate with their social interactions. So someone at level 10, you can see them and you wouldn't really think that anything had happened to them if you didn't know. You may notice like, oh, this person's a little bit slower at processing some things or may need a little bit more time to do this or that. But overall, they're functioning from what someone can see in the public is pretty independent. So overall, that's a very quick review of the Ranchos Los Amigos scale. I just want to quick kind of summarize a couple of things that I found helpful in kind of clumping different levels together to kind of remember how they flow when going into the exam and preparing, because sometimes they will have a question about Ranchos Los Amigos, who knows? And so to be able to be prepared knowing which level's which and what happens at each level, it's kind of nice to clump them together. So knowing that levels 1 through 3, they require total assistance. So that would make sense, right? They're all going to be mostly in bed, having no response, generalized response to localized response. They're not going to be up and moving around nearly, you know, much at all. So of course, they're going to need total assistance. With levels 4 and 5, they're at maximal assistance. This is when they begin kind of doing those very familiar tasks. So a lot of those basic ADLs, but they need a lot of structure and a lot of cues and a lot of physical assistance and touch too as well, especially with level 4 if they're confused and agitated and needing that for that safety. But they're at maximal assist there. You could also clump it in a different way if you prefer, and going levels 4, 5, and 6 as being confused. So there's a couple different options that you can do, but you could choose level 4 and 5 for at the assist level, or you could do levels 4, 5, and 6 for being confused. Level 7 is automatic appropriate. So what you could do is go level 7, 8, 9, 10, they're all appropriate. However, I kind of like clumping 8, 9, and 10 by themselves because they're all purposeful appropriate. It's just the level of assistance slightly decreases over time. So from standby to standby on request to then modified. So I kind of, 6 and 7 are kind of more the outliers in the way that you can clump things, but 7 I'm good at, is good to remember because they're still, they're starting to become more appropriate and they're no longer confused, which means that new learning can happen. So I'm just going to repeat this one more time just because it's different listening to a podcast versus seeing a video or a PowerPoint. But 1 through 3, there is going to be total assistance. 4, 5, 6, they're all confused. 7, new learning occurs. This is when they are needing only minimal assistance. 8, 9, and 10 are purposeful appropriate and go from standby to standby on request and then modified independent. I hope that that helps. I know it's fast, but please look at that PDF that I provide to have that table. It's good to kind of have to scan over and also to add notes to or things like that. I also highly recommend listening or reading other sources to get more of that generalization in your brain and more repetition. because the more that you can understand these levels, the better you can use it in a more clinical scenario and utilize it versus just memorize it. So hopefully this helped. If anyone has questions or anything, always, like I said, feel free to contact me via my website. And you can find the PDF at my website under the resources tabs, which is thedailyoccupation.wixsite.com/podcast/resources. Also, if you're wanting to join the Facebook group, just go on Facebook and search The Daily Occupation. This is just somewhere where I want to be able to have open conversations and be able to ask questions about the NBCOT exam, about practicing, anything. So hopefully those can be good resources for you and your studying is going well. All right. Thanks for listening. My name's Anika. This is The Daily Occupation. Thank you.